Good morning. This is Jim and Pat Sanders for Farm and Country, and our program is For the Birds. So far, on our For the Birds segments, we've been focusing on a limited number of winter birds and feeder birds. But now, the spring arrivals are pouring in, and there's so much more to see in the yards, woods, fields, and ponds. Today, we're going to discuss how to make the most of your observations of these birds.
To expand your observation of birds, you'll need some binoculars, a field guide, patience, and curiosity. We could spend a whole program on choosing binoculars, but for now, we'll recommend some online research. I'll post some links on the Farm and Country Facebook page. So you'll need to practice with your binoculars. Focus on the tops of trees, on distant signs, and then on any bird you can see. You need to learn to quickly point the binocs to the site where you see a bird with your naked eyes. Basically, you want to keep your eyes on the bird while you bring the binoculars up to your eyes. It takes some practice. Before you go out, spend some time at home with your field guide. You don't have to memorize all the birds, but you do need to invest a little time in becoming familiar with the book. Field guides are organized by bird families. You should get a good sense of those families so that when you see a bird in the field, you know where to look in the guide. Generally speaking, a field guide with illustrations will be more helpful than one with photographs. Good examples of field guides are the Sibley Guide to Birds, the Golden Book Birds of North America, the Roger Torrey Peterson Guide, and the National Geographic. But there are many, many guides out there.
Once you have a guide you like, it's time to go out and start looking. To learn birds, you have to learn to watch actively. Start with a common bird like a robin or a blue jay, or watch at a feeder where lots of birds hang around.
So, what should we be looking for?
Well, try to notice these five things right away in this order. First, check out the overall size and shape of the bird. Many people find it useful to think about size in relation to a few common birds like a robin, blue jay, or sparrow. You can ask yourself, is it smaller than a robin and bigger than a sparrow? It's also helpful to learn and notice the silhouettes of resting and flying birds.
What about the head and the beak?
Well, you'll ask, are there any eye stripes or rings? Is the beak narrow for eating bugs or stout for crunching seeds? What's the size of the beak in relation to the bird's head? Does the head have any distinctive shape or color patterns?
What about the breast and wings?
Well, you'd want to notice whether there are any wing bars. Is the breast colored or streaked? Does it have spots on it?
How about the tail?
Again, notice whether there are any color patterns, stripes, or whatever. Is it forked? Is it squared off? Is it long? Is it short? And also, you need to notice the legs and feet. Now, what color are they and what shape? Obviously, once you've learned these things, you will begin to notice other things like behavior, habitat, and songs and calls. These are also going to be very helpful in identifying and appreciating the birds.
With this short 5-minute segment, we've given only the very briefest of information about identifying birds, so we'd especially like to recommend some terrific online resources to help you get started. The Cornell Lab of Ornithology at www.allaboutbirds.org has a great online field guide. You can look up specific birds and see photographs, listen to their songs and calls, and read about their behavior and habitat.
It's really helpful to go on walks, bird walks, with experienced birders. And if you'd like to do that, check the Northeast Pennsylvania Audubon website and the Sullivan Audubon websites for upcoming bird walks this spring. So practice, practice, and have fun. The best part of watching birds is being outside, getting to explore new places, and it's experiencing the wonders of the natural world.
We hope you've enjoyed this week's segment. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future programs, you can email us at forthebirds@farmandcountry.org. This has been Pat and Jim Sanders of the Northeast Pennsylvania Audubon Society, and we're For the Birds.